The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says we need to change the way we produce food to combat global warming. In a new report, the IPCC targets industries like cattle farming, which rely on cleared land and produce one of the most potent greenhouse gases, methane. So what does that mean for Australia's agricultural economy and our diets? Rachel Mealy reports.
It's the first day of the Royal National Association show in Brisbane, known locally as the ECCA. While the beef cattle were being judged in the main ring, the industry itself has come under the scrutiny of the IPCC, which says land use must become more sustainable to feed the world. Albert Hancock is a beef farmer who was watching the beef cattle judging. He says people are unlikely to change their diets overnight.
Well, I don't think you will. Change people's diets, going to be hard, yeah.
What about the issue of climate change? How conscious are farmers like you about the way that we use the land?
Well, I'm a biodynamic farmer, so I believe I look after the soil because I've got soil structure, whereas water-soluble farmers, they're not looking after their soil real well. And so I believe that probably climate change has a lot to do with the dry weather, but what is really causing climate change? Yeah. Are the scientists right or wrong? Who knows?
Yeah. Tell me about your property. Where are you from?
I'm from Glen Innes. I've got 3,500 acres and I run about 250 red pole cows on it, yeah.
The IPCC has suggested that a move to more balanced diets around the world could help the planet adapt to climate change. The report says some food needs more land and water to be produced and leads to higher emissions. Dietitian Fiona Willer says Australians would benefit from lowering their meat intake.
It's quite possible and very feasible to be well nourished on a diet that doesn't include much meat, or no meat at all, actually.
But she says a diet including more grains and legumes is harder to plan for and prepare.
Not necessarily more expensive in money, but it certainly takes more resources in terms of planning, in terms of having the kind of educational background to understand what a well-planned vegan diet looks like.
Katie McRobert is the general manager at the Australian Farm Institute. She says pastoral industries in Australia have some advantages when it comes to lowering carbon emissions.
Australia is very lucky in that we are much more of a pasture-focused industry rather than a feedlot industry. So pasture-raised animals are naturally much better for the environment. The amount of water that falls on the land is recycled through the animals. The animals then produce dung, which is recycled back into the soil carbon. It can be a really good system when it's done very well.
The National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson told ABC Brisbane Australian farmers are already on the right track to addressing climate change.
In Australia, we're lucky that we have quite different production systems and we're only a very tiny part of the global production system. So when reports such as the IPCC comes out that uses global averages, we just want to make sure that we don't scare the horses down here in Australia. We really are already doing quite a considerable amount of heavy lifting when it comes to looking after our soils, looking after our lands, looking at how we reduce emissions.
That's the National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson.